Time to bring in Mike Cossey and Czech Sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
All right. So let's get the NFL out of the way real quick tonight.
I already wrote you down. You don't even have to say anything.
Who do you think I'm picking?
It's not the Jets.
That's right. It's the Ravens.
Isn't the NFL screwed up?
Yeah.
How is this game on a Thursday night?
I don't know, because here's exactly what there's a number of other games. You could even though you could have flex scheduled, and you could have put the Bears and the Packers up there because people care about rivalry games.
Well, it's hard to flex on a Thursday, but my point is, even when this schedule was made up last March or April, whenever they do it, you knew the Jets were going to stink. Why would you even put them on a Thursday night game?
But you've got that game. You've got the Steelers and Bills. They're both fighting for playoffs.
That's probably the best game of the weekend.
Yeah.
That or the Cowboys and the Rams, to see if the Rams are for real and if the Cowboys can get any more life in their lungs. That's about it. That, the Green Bay and Chicago game. Everything else is like, eh.
I'd like to see, I'm always I'd like to see teams like the Bears and Packers play. And if it's a blowout game, then I'll go away from it. But I always like to watch it. But anyway, so we got our picks in already for today.
Yeah, there's an old adage I learned when I was a kid in college, and I used to bet football with my buddy, and I'll never forget it. Was the Packers against the Redskins, and the Packers were awful at that time, and the Redskins were a really good team. And I've said, who are we betting tonight, the Packers? He goes, no, we got to go the other way. You got to take the we betting the Redskins? No, you got to go the other way. We're taking the Packers. I'm like, are you nuts? Packers won. But you can't say that about this game.
Yeah.
You got to go with the obvious here. You can't. Yeah. Unless the line is like 23, you got to take Baltimore.
Yeah. I remember those days well. I lived in Kingston, New York. Was that the late 70s or early 80s when you?
Early 80s.
Yeah. Well, when I lived in Kingston, New York, there would be a guy. This is a great story. I tell it all the time, but it's a great story. There would be a guy who had a white Chrysler Imperial, okay, a white four-door Imperial, and he'd have a big jug of coffee sitting next to him, and he'd go around house to house like he was selling coffee,
mm-hmm.
football tickets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the cards, yeah.
Football tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But it was funny because everybody knew.
Oh, yeah, everybody knew. They were everywhere. They were in high school. My father used to get them in work. They were all over the place. That was like going out and buying the Daily News. Everybody had them.
That's exactly right. Oh, the good old days.
I think I was doing the football cards when I was 8.
No, I mean, everybody did them. Housewives didn't know nothing about football.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody did them.
No, you threw $2 or $3 on it and picked 8 out of 8 and tried to make yourself $300.
That's exactly what it was. Now, $2... was back then not a tiny bit of money, but still it was worth it.
At that time, my rent in my father's rent in where I was living was $50.
Yeah. Well, $50. When I worked in Kingston, New York, my starting salary was $360 a month.
The same rat hole house I found on the internet. I was just curious one night looking that we were paying $50 a month in. Just sold for $400,000.
That's right.
You couldn't pay me $400,000 to live in that house today.
Oh, gosh. Well, anyway, what's going to Major League Baseball? Anthony Rendon. Jeez. $245 million over 7 years.
That's a bargain compared to what they gave Strasburg and Cole.
Yeah.
7 years for $245,000 for an everyday player.
Everyday player. That's the whole thing. Everyday player.
Now, the Angels need more than this.
They need pitching.
I'm really surprised that they didn't open up the vault and either get Strasburg or Cole, because Rendon's not enough. They don't have any arms. They're going to need to make more moves, but this is a move in the right direction. And this is a move the Mets should have made. But, it is the Mets.
That's right.
Rendon does play third base. Does my mind fail me?
He certainly does.
The Mets do need a third baseman, don't they?
They certainly do.
They could always use another bat, right?
They certainly can.
If you get a guy like Rendon and he produces, you don't need to go out and get an offensive catcher. You can live with a defensive catcher. So by signing him, you kill two birds with one stone. But the Mets, they don't think that way.
Yeah.
If you're a Met fan, It's Christmas. Your fireplaces are on. Throw it all in there. Burn every piece of Met paraphernalia you've got.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So anyways.
Are you ready for this? You sitting down?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
The Knicks beat Golden State.
What?
Yeah. The Knicks beat Golden State.
Wow.
124 to 122.
Wow.
Miracles do happen, drummer boy.
But was it an away game or a home game?
And it was away.
Oh, so now,
yeah.
adding lunacy to the idiocy that is the New York Knicks. So you pay monumental fees to see them get blown away at home. You might as well buy a round-trip plane ticket and watch them on the road. They obviously have a better chance on the road.
Figure that one out.
And you can probably still do it for about the same price.
Well, I've been saying, they've been getting better. They lost by, 48, 27? Now they won.
Do you think they'll win two in a row?
I was just going to say, you go mortgage your car and go bet against the next game. Chances of them winning two in a row are like the Jets winning tonight. That's a great parlay against the Knicks, against the Jets.
See, but back then, people would bet on things like that instantaneously.
My father told me stories that when he was young, growing up, going to Yankee Stadium to watch games in the box seats for like 75 cents, they'd bet on every pitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah! Oh no! It's that's why I laugh when with legalized gambling, with people saying, "Oh, we don't want legalized gambling." Hell, your parents participate. Everybody gambled on everything.
Grandma bet.
Everybody bet. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. But you know the powers that be had to deem what's good for you and what's not good for you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you know, I still support legal. I still support my local businesses. I still have a local bookie. Yes, no. I do. I have a local bookie. You could tap my phones. You're not going to catch me.
That's right. Oh, gosh. All right. All right. Well, we'll see what's happening in baseball and football tomorrow morning.
I'll try to scrounge up a few races. It's that time of year where it's hard to find any. So we'll see what we can do. Maybe I can get one down at Gulfstream or Tampa or something like that.
All right, Mike. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Gossie with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.